1. The Law of Opportunity. Your Father in heaven causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45. The law of opportunity says that everyone, at some point in his or her lifetime, will have an opportunity to get ahead in life. This means that even though we are affected by our social and economic background, access to education, culture, and family development, we can all rewrite our stories. If we are satisfied with our lives, then there is no need to change. But if we aren't, while we are alive, we will have the opportunity to change course. This spiritual law does not promise that all the opportunities will be the same, but that everyone will have a fair share of them. We cannot assume that everyone will have the same sorts of opportunities. Unfortunately, it is not as simple as choosing to be rich and successful. These accomplishments depend on a number of circumstances, some that are the result of our personal choices and others that are outside of our control. However, no matter what, there is always something we can do to move forward toward success. Happiness, as many say, is not a matter of circumstances, but of how you deal with the circumstances you are given. In life, you will be called to react to a number of things. Some are foreseeable, while others are unpredictable. The best you can do is learn how to seize the opportunities. Hence, your success doesn't depend on the number of chances you get, but on the ones you take. It is useless to compare yourself with others in terms of how lucky or unfortunate you are. That won't change a thing. We all have to play the hand we are dealt in life. You must move from where you are to where you want to be. For that, you have to be willing to pay the price and expend the time and the effort necessary to get there. King Solomon is widely regarded as the wisest man who ever lived. The Bible says that God granted Solomon a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 12. In Solomon's biblical book of Ecclesiastes, he writes, "All share a common destiny, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. As it is with the good, so with the sinful. As it is with those who take oaths, so with those who are afraid to take them." Chapter 9, verse 2. Exciting and mysterious, but always surprising things happen to everyone in life. The strongest doesn't always win, and the cleverest doesn't always become rich. Again, Solomon says, "The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all." Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. We can observe that Solomon's statement is true. Time and opportunity come to all. Whoever wins the race wins the medal. To the victor go the spoils. Therefore, success will come to those who, when their own time and chance happen, make